The journey to greatness begins with a single step. As we leave 2023 behind, it's time to ask ourselves, what can I do today to be the best version of myself tomorrow? We stand at the threshold of a new dawn, beckoning us to embrace a moment of reflection and anticipation. Life's a bit like an uncharted journey where each day offers a new chance to shape our destiny. The ancient Stoics, with their profound wisdom, understood this well. They weren't just philosophers lost in thought. They were realists deeply connected with the rhythms of life. You're reflecting on the past year and pondering the future. It's not just about setting resolutions that might be forgotten. It's about embedding habits that will shape your life. Here are 10 Stoic-inspired habits crafted for the transition from 2023 to 2024. These aren't just ideas to ponder, they're actions to live by. And don't worry, we're not going to delve into complex jargon. This is Stoicism for today, straightforward, practical, and directly applicable to your daily life. 1. Start small, the atomic secret to massive success. Imagine this. You're standing at the base of a colossal mountain, its peak shrouded in clouds. The path to the summit seems overwhelming, almost impossible. But here's a secret whispered through the ages by sages and modern achievers alike. The journey to greatness begins with the tiniest of steps. This isn't just poetic wisdom. It's a principle rooted in the practical philosophy of Stoicism and echoed by contemporary thinkers. Consider George Washington, the founding father of the United States. He cherished the saying, "Many mickles make a muckle," a Scottish proverb that captures the essence of monumental achievements being built from small, consistent efforts. Or think of Zeno, the founder of Stoicism, who asserted, "Well-being is realized by small steps, but it's no small thing." These giants understood that transformation doesn't happen in leaps, but in incremental strides. Picture planting seeds in a garden. Each seed is small, almost insignificant in your hand. But with time, care, and patience, these seeds grow into a lush, vibrant garden. This is how starting small works. It's about taking manageable, deliberate actions that accumulate over time, leading to significant changes. Let's make this practical. Imagine you want to read more. The thought of finishing a hefty novel might seem daunting, especially with a busy schedule. Instead of setting an overwhelming goal, commit to reading just one page a day. It's a small, manageable task that fits easily into any routine. Over time, these single pages add up, and before you know it, you've finished the book. James Clear, in his bestseller Atomic Habits, encapsulates this idea perfectly. He explains that tiny changes, atomic habits, are the building blocks of remarkable results. Just as an atom is the fundamental unit of matter, small habits are the fundamental units of significant personal change. But here's the Stoic twist. Starting small is not just about actions, but about mindset too. Avoid grand, unattainable promises. Focus on what's immediate and achievable. This way, you build the foundation of success that motivates you to keep going. Remember, even the mightiest river starts as a trickle. Let's embrace the power of starting small. Whether it's a new habit, a skill, or a goal, begin with the smallest possible step. Each step, no matter how tiny, moves you closer to your aspirations. Zeno would remind us, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted." In the same spirit, no step toward your goal, no matter how small, is insignificant. This is the atomic secret to massive success. Start small, stay consistent, and watch as small efforts lead to extraordinary transformations. 2. Stop letting anxiety rule over you, conquer the invisible puppeteer. Picture this, you're the captain of a magnificent ship, navigating through a sea of endless possibilities. Yet, there's a storm brewing, not in the sky but within you. This storm is anxiety. A relentless whisper that questions your every move, making you fear the unseen and the unknown. But what if you could calm this storm, seize control, and sail smoothly through life's challenges? Anxiety is like an invisible puppeteer, pulling strings and making us dance to the tune of our fears and worries. It's a shadow that looms over our decisions, casting doubt and dread. But here's the Stoic revelation: you are not a puppet, and anxiety should not be your puppeteer. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king who ruled an empire, grappled with anxiety just like we do. In his private reflections, Meditations, he wrote, "Today I escaped from anxiety. Or no, I discarded it, because it was within me." This profound insight reveals a powerful truth: the turbulence isn't in the external world, it's within us. The key to overcoming anxiety lies in recognizing and mastering this inner storm. Let's break it down into actionable steps. First, own your feelings. Acknowledge that anxiety is a product of your thoughts, not the events around you. It's like a fog that distorts your perception, making small problems appear insurmountable. By clearing this fog, you can see the world as it truly is, not as your fears paint it. Mindfulness is your compass in this journey. When anxiety strikes, take a moment to breathe deeply and center yourself. Ask, "Is this worry a reflection of what's happening, or is it a fear of what might happen?" More often than not, you'll find it's the latter. By grounding yourself in the present, you dismantle the illusory power of anxiety. Now, let's debunk a common myth: anxiety is not a preemptive solution to potential problems. Instead, it paralyzes you, much like sitting in a rocking chair. There's movement, but you're going nowhere. Marcus Aurelius taught that you have power over your mind, not external events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Consider the storm analogy once more. When faced with a turbulent sea, a skilled captain doesn't panic. Instead, they focus on what they can control, adjusting the sails, steering the rudder, and navigating the ship with calm precision. Similarly, when anxiety hits, focus on what you can control: your thoughts, actions, and responses. As we transition into 2024, let's pledge to break free from the chains of anxiety. Approach life with a clear mind and a steady heart. Embrace the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Remember, the only storm you truly need to weather is the one inside you. By mastering your inner world, you become the captain of your destiny, steering confidently towards a future unshackled by fear and uncertainty. Let this new year be a time of inner calm and resolute action, where you conquer the invisible puppeteer and reclaim the helm of your life's ship. 3. Create a routine. Sculpt your masterpiece of life. Imagine your day as a vast, blank canvas. Without a plan, it remains an empty expanse, a space waiting to be filled haphazardly. But with a routine, it transforms into a masterpiece, each stroke purposeful, every color chosen with intent, leading to a symphony of productivity and fulfillment. The power of a routine lies not in its rigidity, but in its ability to provide a framework that channels your energy effectively. Seneca, the wise Stoic philosopher, once said, "Life without a design is erratic." He understood that a well-structured day is a well-spent day. So, how do you craft this routine? It's not about mimicking someone else's schedule. It's about designing one that resonates with you. Start by identifying your most productive time of the day. Are you a morning person who thrives in the quiet hours of dawn, or does your energy peak as the day unfolds? Tailor your routine around this natural rhythm. Imagine this: you're an artist preparing to paint. You know the light in your studio is best in the morning, so you set your easel and gather your brushes early. Your routine begins with activities that set a positive tone for the day, perhaps a walk, a moment of reflection, or tackling a creative project. By dedicating your prime hours to your most important tasks, the ones that require your full attention and creativity, you harness the power of your natural productivity peaks. But a routine isn't just about work, it's about balance. It's about weaving habits into your day that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Perhaps you set aside time for reading, exercising, or spending quality moments with loved ones. This holistic approach ensures that your routine enriches every aspect of your life. Consistency is the glue that holds this masterpiece together. As you build and stick to your routine, you'll find it becomes a foundation for good habits to flourish. It's like sculpting a statue. Each chip away at the stone reveals more of the form within, each day's routine unveiling more of your potential. Seneca reminds us that principles are necessary. And what is a routine if not a principle you live by every day? Embrace the structure, and watch as the uncertain chaos of life transforms into a harmonious flow of productivity and peace. Creating a routine is like composing a symphony. Each note, each pause, is meticulously planned to create a melody that resonates with your core. Your routine becomes the rhythm of your life, guiding you through your day with purpose and clarity. Let's not just aim to fill our days, but to sculpt them into works of art. Embrace the power of a routine, and let it be the brush that paints your masterpiece of life. 4. Give yourself the order to stop, command your destiny. Imagine standing at a crossroads in your life, faced with a formidable foe, a habit or behavior that's holding you back. Now, picture yourself as a powerful general on the battlefield of your mind, ready to issue a decisive command that will change the course of your personal history. This is the essence of giving yourself the order to stop. Consider the story of Dwight D. Eisenhower, a man whose decisions shaped the modern world. He faced a personal battle against a four-pack-a-day smoking habit. When his doctor gave him a stark ultimatum, quit or face dire consequences, Eisenhower didn't hesitate. He gave himself a direct order to stop, and he did cold turkey, after 40 years. This act of sheer willpower is a testament to a profound Stoic principle, mastery over oneself. "No man is free who is not master of himself," said Epictetus, a revered Stoic philosopher. This idea isn't just about overcoming a smoking habit. It's about conquering any vice or negative behavior that enslaves us. Whether it's unhealthy eating, procrastination, or negative thinking, the key to victory lies in giving yourself a clear, unequivocal command to stop. So, how do you apply this powerful principle to your life? Start by identifying the habit or behavior that you want to change. Be honest with yourself about its impact on your life. Acknowledge that it's holding you back from reaching your full potential. Now, channel your inner Eisenhower. Stand tall and give yourself the order to stop. This isn't about gradual change. It's about making a firm, deliberate decision to reclaim control over your life. It's a moment of personal revolution, where you assert your authority over your impulses. Visualize the scenario. You're the general, surveying the battlefield. You see the enemy, your habit, encroaching on your territory, threatening your freedom and well-being. With unwavering resolve, you issue the command, "Stop." In that moment, you take back control, breaking the chains that have bound you. This act of giving yourself the order to stop is not just about breaking a habit. It's about reclaiming your freedom. Seneca, another Stoic sage, observed, "We are all slaves to something." The beauty of Stoicism lies in recognizing that we hold the keys to our own chains. Let's bring this principle into the practical realm. Perhaps you want to cut down on mindless scrolling through social media. Recognize its impact on your productivity and mental health. Then, make a firm decision to limit your usage. Set specific times for checking your apps and stick to them. When the urge to mindlessly scroll hits, remind yourself of your command. This isn't about deprivation, it's about liberation. Carry this empowering message with you. You are the commander of your destiny, and the first command is to master yourself. Each time you give yourself the order to stop, you're not just breaking a habit, you're reclaiming your freedom and asserting your power. Let this new year be the dawn of your personal revolution. Embrace the strength within you, give yourself the order to stop, and watch as you transform from a passive participant in your life into the master of your fate. 5. Free up precious resources. Reclaim your time and energy. Imagine embarking on a treasure hunt, but instead of searching for gold or jewels, you're on a quest to uncover hidden reserves of the most valuable resource in your life, time. In our fast-paced world, time is often squandered on trivialities, yet it holds the key to achieving our deepest desires and ambitions. The Stoic philosophy teaches us to focus on what's essential, freeing up our precious resources to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Epictetus, a philosopher known for his practical wisdom, once said, "If you wish to improve, be willing to appear clueless or stupid about some things." This advice speaks to the heart of freeing up our resources. It's about making a conscious choice to let go of the non-essentials, the distractions that drain our time and energy. Picture yourself as a ship's captain navigating through a sea of endless distractions. Each unnecessary task, every moment of mindless scrolling, is like a barnacle clinging to your vessel, slowing you down and diverting you from your true course. Your mission is to scrape off these barnacles, to streamline your journey and sail swiftly towards your goals. To start, you need to become acutely aware of where your time goes. Conduct a time audit for a day or a week, tracking every activity. This exercise often reveals surprising insights, hours lost to aimless browsing, excessive news consumption, or other digital distractions. Awareness is the first step towards change. Now, with this newfound clarity, take decisive action. Set limits on your app usage, designate specific times for checking emails or social media, and avoid aimlessly browsing the internet. This isn't about cutting off from the world, it's about choosing not to drown in it. Imagine you're an elite athlete preparing for a crucial match. Every aspect of your day is meticulously planned to optimize performance. You don't waste energy on activities that don't contribute to your goal. Similarly, by eliminating distractions, you create more space for pursuits that truly matter, pursuing your goals, nurturing relationships, and personal growth. As you reclaim your time, you'll find that it becomes a reservoir of opportunities. Perhaps you'll finally have the time to learn a new skill, start that project you've been dreaming about, or spend more quality moments with loved ones. This habit isn't just about time management, it's about life management. It's about ensuring that the precious hours of your day are spent on pursuits that enrich your life, not deplete it. Think of this process as gardening. You remove the weeds, distractions, that choke your garden, life, allowing your flowers, goals, and passions to thrive. Each minute freed from the grasp of the inessential is a minute gained for something meaningful. Let's remind ourselves of Epictetus's wisdom and focus our energy and time on what truly contributes to our well-being and growth. Remember, every minute spent on something meaningless is a minute taken away from something meaningful. By freeing up your precious resources, you're not just managing time, you're reclaiming your life. Embrace this treasure hunt for time with the excitement and determination it deserves. Each moment you reclaim brings you closer to a life rich in focus, purpose, and deep satisfaction. So set sail on this journey, scrape off the barnacles, and navigate towards the horizon of your dreams. 6. Change your environment to change your mind. Transform your surroundings. Transform your life. Imagine walking into a room that instantly makes you feel calm, focused, and inspired. The colors, the lighting, the arrangement of furniture, all perfectly tuned to elevate your mood and sharpen your mind. Now, imagine another room, cluttered and chaotic, where you can hardly think straight. The ancient Stoics understood the profound impact of our surroundings on our state of mind, and modern science echoes this wisdom. To change your life, sometimes the most powerful first step is to change your environment. Consider the story of Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor of Rome. Amidst the chaos of ruling an empire, he found solace and clarity in his personal retreat, a space dedicated to reflection and writing. It was here that he penned his famous Meditations, a work that continues to inspire millions. By creating a sanctuary of peace amidst turmoil, Marcus Aurelius demonstrated how a well-crafted environment can nurture a powerful and resilient mind. Imagine your mind as a garden. The right environment acts as fertile soil, providing the nutrients needed for your thoughts to blossom. A poorly maintained environment, however, is like barren soil, stifling growth and allowing only weeds to thrive. To cultivate the garden of your mind, you must first tend to the soil of your surroundings. Start with a simple yet transformative task: declutter your space. Just as a sculptor chips away at marble to reveal the masterpiece within, removing unnecessary items from your environment can reveal a space that fosters clarity and creativity. A tidy room not only looks better but feels better, reducing stress and increasing your ability to focus. Next, consider the sensory elements of your environment. Light, color, and sound all play pivotal roles in shaping your mood and mental state. Natural light, for example, has been shown to boost mood and productivity. So, open those curtains and let the sun shine in. If you're working late, opt for warm, soft lighting instead of harsh fluorescent bulbs. Choose colors that inspire you: cool blues for calm, vibrant reds for energy, or earthy greens for balance. Think about the power of nature. The Stoics often drew inspiration from the natural world, and modern studies have shown that even a small plant on your desk can reduce stress and increase productivity. If you can, spend time outdoors or bring elements of nature inside: plants, water features, natural materials. These touches can create a serene atmosphere that nurtures a tranquil mind. Sound is another crucial factor. While some thrive in complete silence, others find that soft background music or ambient noise helps them concentrate. Experiment to find what works best for you. Consider apps or sound machines that play gentle rain, ocean waves, or forest sounds to create an auditory environment that supports your mental well-being. Let's not forget the people you surround yourself with. Just as a toxic environment can pollute your mind, negative or uninspiring people can drain your energy and stifle your growth. Seek out those who uplift you, who challenge you to be better, and who share your values and aspirations. Creating a positive social environment is as important as cultivating a physical one. As you embark on this journey of environmental transformation, remember that it's not about achieving perfection but about creating a space that supports your best self. Each small change you make, whether it's a cleaner desk, a touch of greenery, or a more positive social circle, adds up to a significant impact on your mental state. Imagine stepping into your newly transformed space, feeling a sense of calm and clarity wash over you. Your mind is free from the clutter and chaos that once held you back. This is the power of changing your environment to change your mind. It's a simple yet profound step towards a more focused, inspired, and fulfilling life. Embrace the opportunity to shape your surroundings. Let your environment become a reflection of the life you aspire to lead, and watch as your mind and your world transforms. 7. Let go of unnecessary possessions. Discover the freedom of less. Imagine waking up in a room where everything you see serves a purpose or brings you joy. There's a sense of space and lightness, a feeling that each object in your surroundings is there intentionally, contributing to your well-being. This isn't just a minimalist dream, it's a principle rooted in ancient wisdom and relevant today: letting go of unnecessary possessions to discover true freedom. The Stoics, renowned for their philosophy of living simply and wisely, understood the power of owning less. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, wrote extensively about the burdens of material excess. He argued that our attachment to possessions often enslaves us, diverting our focus from what truly matters. By letting go of what we don't need, we free ourselves to pursue a life of purpose and clarity. Think about the story of Diogenes, the Cynic philosopher who lived in a large ceramic jar and owned almost nothing. When asked why he lived this way, Diogenes famously replied that he found it easier to live without the trappings of material wealth, which he saw as distractions from a meaningful life. His radical approach to minimalism was a statement that true richness comes from the freedom to live according to one's values, unencumbered by unnecessary possessions. Now, consider your own life. How many items do you own that you rarely use or that add little to your happiness? Clothes that don't fit, gadgets gathering dust, trinkets with no sentimental value. Each one takes up space in your home and mind. These possessions often carry hidden costs: time spent maintaining them, stress from clutter, and the constant pressure to acquire more. The first step to letting go is to reframe how you view your possessions. ask yourself, does this item serve a purpose or bring me joy? If not, it might be time to say goodbye. This doesn't mean you have to discard everything you own, but rather to curate your belongings thoughtfully, keeping only what truly adds value to your life. Begin with a single room or category. For instance, tackle your wardrobe. Pull out every item of clothing and assess each piece honestly. When was the last time you wore it? Does it fit? Does it make you feel good? If the answer is no, consider donating it to someone who might need it more. The same process can be applied to books, kitchen items, and even digital possessions. Letting go can be emotionally challenging. We often attach memories and emotions to our things. Acknowledge these feelings, but remember that the memories live within you, not within the objects. You're not losing the memory by letting go of the item. You're gaining space for new experiences and growth. As you declutter, you'll start to notice a shift not just in your physical space, but in your mental state. The act of letting go can be liberating, reducing stress and creating room for clarity and creativity. You'll find that with fewer distractions, you can focus more on your goals, relationships, and personal well-being. There's also a deeper, almost spiritual aspect to this practice. By letting go of unnecessary possessions, you're making a conscious choice to value experiences over things, to prioritize inner richness over outward appearances. This aligns beautifully with Stoic principles, which teach us that true happiness comes from within, not from external possessions. Imagine walking into your home and feeling a sense of peace and purpose. Each item has its place and its reason for being there. You've created an environment that supports your best self, free from the clutter and noise of excess. This is the freedom that comes from letting go of unnecessary possessions. Let this be the year you embrace the power of less. Begin your journey to a simpler, more intentional life by letting go of what you don't need. Discover the profound freedom and joy that come from owning less and living more. 8. Be a human being, not a human doing. Rediscover the art of living. In the relentless rush of modern life, we often find ourselves defined by what we do rather than who we are. Our days are packed with tasks, goals, and to-do lists, leaving little time for reflection and genuine connection. But what if there was a profound wisdom urging us to shift our focus from relentless activity to simply being? Enter the Stoic principle: be a human being, not a human doing. Imagine this. You're standing on the edge of a serene lake at dawn, the water perfectly still, mirroring the vibrant hues of the rising sun. In this moment, you're not thinking about your next meeting, the errands you need to run, or the emails piling up in your inbox. You're simply present, fully immersed in the beauty and tranquility of the scene before you. This is the essence of being, a state of existence where you're fully engaged with the present moment, free from the ceaseless demands of doing. The Stoics, masters of wisdom and practical philosophy, understood the importance of this balance. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king, often reminded himself in his meditations to pause and reflect, to reconnect with his true self amidst the duties of running an empire. He wrote, "Nowhere you can go is more peaceful, more free of interruptions, than your own soul." In the heart of his busy life, he recognized the need to find moments of stillness and introspection. Consider the story of Socrates, one of the greatest philosophers of all time, who famously spent hours in contemplation, standing still and engaging deeply with his thoughts. His students often found him lost in thought, unmoved by the passage of time. Socrates exemplified the profound truth that being deeply present and reflective can lead to greater wisdom and understanding than constant busyness ever could. In today's fast-paced world, we're conditioned to equate our worth with productivity. We measure success by how much we accomplish, often at the expense of our well-being. This relentless drive can lead to burnout, stress, and a sense of disconnection from our true selves. But by shifting our focus to being, we can reclaim a sense of balance and fulfillment. Start by integrating small moments of presence into your daily routine. It could be as simple as savoring your morning coffee without distraction, taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and center yourself before diving into work, or spending time in nature, fully appreciating its beauty and stillness. These moments of being can act as anchors, grounding you amidst the whirlwind of activity. Embrace mindfulness practices like meditation or journaling. These tools can help you cultivate awareness and presence, allowing you to connect with your inner self. Reflect on your values, your passions, and what truly matters to you. This self-awareness can guide your actions and decisions, ensuring that your doing aligns with your being. Another powerful practice is to engage in activities that nourish your soul, without any goal or agenda. It might be painting, playing music, gardening, or simply sitting quietly and observing the world around you. These activities allow you to express your true self, free from the pressures of productivity. Recognize the importance of rest and self-care. In a culture that glorifies busyness, taking time to rest and rejuvenate can feel counterintuitive. But it's essential for maintaining balance and well-being. Allow yourself to slow down, to rest, and to simply be. Remember that your value is not defined by your output, but by your inherent worth as a human being. Make a conscious effort to shift from doing to being. Challenge the notion that your worth is tied to your achievements, and embrace the wisdom of the Stoics. By being present, reflective, and true to yourself, you'll discover a deeper sense of fulfillment and joy. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By focusing on being rather than doing, you'll cultivate a richer, more meaningful existence. Let this year be a journey of rediscovery, where you reconnect with the essence of who you are and find true freedom in the art of living. 9. Don't fear change, embrace it, dance with the flow of life. Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, overlooking a vast, ever-changing landscape. The wind whips around you, and the ground beneath your feet feels unstable, yet there's a thrill in the uncertainty. What if, instead of resisting the wind and clinging to solid ground, you chose to dance with the breeze and explore the shifting terrain? This is the essence of embracing change, a dance with the flow of life rather than a battle against it. Change is a constant force, an inevitable wave that shapes our lives in ways we often can't predict. The Stoics, with their profound wisdom, understood this fundamental truth. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, frequently meditated on the nature of change, recognizing that it's an integral part of existence. He wrote, "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. To resist change is to resist the natural order of things. To embrace it is to align ourselves with the rhythm of life." Think of the story of the ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus, who famously declared that, "You cannot step into the same river twice." Heraclitus used the river as a metaphor for the constant flow of change. The water is never the same from one moment to the next, just as our lives are in perpetual flux. Embracing this flow means accepting that change is not a disruption but a natural progression. Now, consider your own life. How often do you find yourself clinging to the familiar, resisting new opportunities or changes out of fear? Whether it's a job change, a move to a new city, or shifts in personal relationships, our instinct is often to hold on tightly to what we know. This fear of change can create a sense of stagnation, preventing us from exploring new possibilities and growing beyond our comfort zones. To embrace change, start by shifting your perspective. Instead of viewing change as a threat or a challenge, see it as an opportunity for growth and renewal. This mindset shift can transform how you experience change, turning it from something daunting into something exciting. Ask yourself, what new possibilities does this change offer? How can this situation help me grow or learn? Develop a practice of adaptability. Just as a river bends and flows around obstacles, learn to adjust to new circumstances with grace and flexibility. This doesn't mean being passive or resigning yourself to every change, but rather approaching it with a mindset of curiosity and resilience. When faced with a change, take a moment to reflect on how you can adapt and thrive within the new context. Consider the inspiring story of Oprah Winfrey, who transformed numerous setbacks into stepping stones for success. From facing early life challenges to navigating the shifting tides of the media industry, Oprah embraced change with resilience and creativity. Her ability to adapt and find opportunities in changing circumstances is a testament to the power of embracing change rather than fearing it. Another way to embrace change is to cultivate a growth mindset. Instead of viewing change as a disruption, see it as a chance to develop new skills, meet new people, and discover new passions. Each change brings with it the potential for personal evolution. By approaching change with curiosity and openness, you create space for new experiences that can enrich your life in unexpected ways. Incorporate small experiments into your daily routine. Try something new, whether it's a different hobby, a new way of working, or exploring a new place. These small acts of embracing change can build your confidence and adaptability, making it easier to navigate larger transitions in your life. Let this year be one where you embrace change with open arms. Recognize that change is not something to be feared, but rather a natural part of the human experience. By dancing with the flow of life, you align yourself with its rhythms and open yourself to a world of possibilities. Remember the words of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Embracing change is not about controlling every aspect of your life, but about choosing how you respond to the changes that come your way. Let this year be a celebration of adaptability, growth, and the joy of dancing with the ever-changing currents of life. 0. Be open to continuous learning, the ever-evolving odyssey. Imagine you're on a grand, uncharted voyage across the vast ocean of knowledge. The horizon is perpetually expanding, and every wave brings new opportunities to explore uncharted territories. This journey is not about reaching a final destination, but about embracing the adventure of continuous learning, where each discovery leads to more questions and new horizons. The Stoics, masters of inner wisdom, understood that the pursuit of knowledge is a lifelong journey. Seneca, one of the most influential Stoic philosophers, famously said, "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." This reflects the essence of being open to continuous learning, not as a mere acquisition of facts, but as an ever-evolving process of understanding oneself and the world. Think of your mind as a vast, fertile garden. If left unattended, it may become overgrown with weeds of outdated beliefs and stagnant ideas. But if you cultivate it with fresh knowledge and new experiences, it blossoms with vibrant insights and wisdom. Embracing continuous learning means tending to this garden regularly, allowing new ideas and perspectives to nourish your intellectual growth. Consider the story of Leonardo da Vinci, a man whose curiosity knew no bounds. From art to anatomy, engineering to botany, Da Vinci's insatiable quest for knowledge drove him to explore a multitude of fields. His notebooks are filled with observations, experiments, and questions, illustrating his commitment to learning across disciplines. Da Vinci's legacy is a testament to how continuous learning fuels creativity and innovation. To make continuous learning part of your life, start by adopting a mindset of curiosity and wonder. Approach each day with the eagerness of a student and the openness of a seeker. Whether it's reading a book, exploring a new subject, or engaging in a stimulating conversation, view every experience as a chance to expand your understanding. Create a personal learning plan that aligns with your interests and goals. This doesn't mean enrolling in formal education or acquiring degrees, but rather setting aside time for activities that stimulate your intellectual curiosity. Listen to podcasts, attend workshops, or join discussion groups on topics that fascinate you. Embrace the idea that learning can be a dynamic and enjoyable part of your daily routine. Reflect on the lessons of individuals like Malala Yousafzai, who, despite facing adversity, championed the cause of education and continued to learn and grow. Her journey highlights the profound impact that a commitment to learning can have, not only on one's personal development, but also on the world at large. Another way to foster a habit of continuous learning is to embrace the power of feedback and self-reflection. Regularly seek feedback from others and reflect on your experiences to identify areas for growth. This process of introspection and adjustment helps you refine your skills and expand your knowledge base. Engage in intellectual adventures that challenge your existing beliefs and perspectives. This could involve exploring different cultures, learning new languages, or diving into philosophical debates. By exposing yourself to diverse viewpoints, you enrich your understanding and develop a more nuanced view of the world. Incorporate learning into your daily activities. For example, you could dedicate a few minutes each day to reading an article, watching a documentary, or practicing a new skill. These small, consistent efforts contribute to significant personal growth over time. Let this year be one where you fully embrace the journey of continuous learning. Recognize that the quest for knowledge is not about reaching a final destination, but about enjoying the adventure of discovery and growth. By staying open to new ideas, experiences, and challenges, you become a lifelong learner, continuously evolving and enriching your life. Remember the words of the great philosopher Socrates. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. Embrace this humility and curiosity as you navigate the ever-expanding landscape of knowledge. Your journey of continuous learning is not just a path to personal enrichment, but a celebration of the boundless possibilities that lie ahead. Finally, commit to personal and professional development. Set goals for yourself and seek out resources to achieve them. This could be through formal education, workshops, or self-study. The key is to remain proactive in your learning journey. Let's embrace the Stoic principle of continuous learning. Remember, as Seneca wisely noted, life is a journey of constant growth and discovery. By remaining open to learning, we enrich our lives and unlock our full potential. Let these Stoic-inspired habits be our guiding stars. They remind us that greatness isn't a destination but a journey, one crafted through small, deliberate actions. Embrace the power of starting small, master your inner world, create meaningful routines, and let go of the unnecessary. Free up your precious resources, change your environment, and focus on being rather than doing. Embrace change, remain open to learning, and most importantly, give yourself the order to stop whatever holds you back. This is your year. Make it extraordinary.